Blog Talk Radio.
Going on out there, Grudge World. Just want to welcome y'all to the Haters Shaker Show, man. Sponsored by Haters Shaker himself. Smooth Touch Creole on Wheels. You understand me? Smooth Touch Pressure Washer. Smooth Touch Home Remodeling, y'all. The ball to move. Hey, man, slow down before I go any further. Because, Lord, I must, Lord, know I need this here right now. Y'all, give me a minute. Oh, gracious God. God, we want to thank you, God, for an awesome day, God. Only you could have made, oh, gracious God. God, we want to thank you, God, for being in the forefront of God of our operation, oh, gracious God. The operation, God, that you put, operation, God, that we call grudge racing, oh, gracious God. God, keep us in your care. Lead us and direct us, oh, gracious God. God, guide us on the tracks, oh, gracious God. Keep us, God, from any catastrophic failures, oh, gracious God, that cause us any accidents, God, any harm. So I will be here for so gracious God. God, we thank you. We love you, God. Now, God, forgive us, God, right now ahead of time. Forgive us, God, for the things we might say that's not like you. We ask you for these prayers, God, in abundance, overflow. We love you. We thank you. We ask you these prayers and others in your darling son, Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hey, man, thank y'all for letting me do what I do. I'm sorry. In spite of, for those of you who know me, those of you who talked to me probably the last 5-10 minutes ago, it took everything in me, you understand me, to do that there because I had to calm myself down, you understand me. But it's really no topic, y'all. Boy, look at you. Woo-sah. Woo-sah. I'm trying to keep myself, you understand me, under control. Loud to the high mercy. You know, bottom line, y'all, it's kind of what you call have it your way day, y'all. But it is a little something I do want to talk about. I don't know if y'all know of them. I don't know if you know of one, have seen one, have dealt with one, or, you know, or even live with one, or man, might even be relatives of one, you understand me? But, trying to calm down, y'all. I'm okay. You'll see later on what I'm talking about. I'm trying to calm down, like I said. Okay, give me a minute. Just give me a minute. Look here. But look here. Do you know anybody? Man, do you know any fake racist man? Any wannabes, man? You understand me? And when I say wannabes, y'all, I'm talking about the ones who sit behind this internet thing. They sit behind the Facebook. They, you understand me? They lay in the bushes. You know, they talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk, y'all. You understand me? They just a bunch of talk. You understand me? I mean, they got it all figured out with the jokes and the ha ha's and the hee hees. But at the end of the day, when it's time to bring some action, they just really talking loud, but they ain't saying nothing. That ain't really how I wanted to say that. It's just too close to what I just got to talk to my dad about, so I'm trying to keep my composure. Y'all know I got a real swift tongue, and I'm really trying, y'all. I'm under construction, so don't judge me. I'm under construction. Don't judge me. Real talk. Don't judge me. You understand me? Look in the mirror. Watch that man in the mirror before you look this way. I'm going to leave that alone. But look here. Peep this here. Show me a perfect man, and I'll show you a liar. But look, pick this here. That's walking around like me and you right now. I'm going to leave that alone. That ain't even. Okay, take this out. Yeah, I'm feeling some kind of way right now, y'all. We've been dealing with these studio racers, man, this internet junkies, you know, for quite some time. And, you know, they got a lot of good stuff, y'all. They salmon, you know what I'm saying? And they find different little things to talk about. They find different little things to lie about. They find different little things to pretend they are, but they really not until race day. Man, there needs to be some exposure going on around here, y'all. That is everything in me, man, that hold my composure, man. Man, we need to expose some bullshit. That ain't what I really want to say. That ain't what I really want to say. But we need to expose some bullshit that's been taking place. Now, you can sit back and not push the one button. I really don't care. Personally, I really don't. Because guess what? At the end of the day, it is what it is. But if your name get called, it is. Well, I got some dirty laundry to add. Okay. If you want to, you're welcome to hang up the phone right now. I don't going down today. And I'm going to tell it. Today. It's some bullshit, boy. That is not what I want to say. Woo! It don't even sound right, y'all. But I'm okay. It's really. If y'all know of any racing that's going on in your area, you're more than welcome to push the one button. If you know any shows that's getting ready to take place, you're getting ready to have a show, you want to talk about your show, you're more than welcome to push the one button. If you had a race this weekend in your area and you want to talk about your race you had, you're more than welcome to push the one button. If you want to sit and live, hear about some real shit about these fake-ass folk, goddamn it, sit back and listen, because I'm going to tell you the truth, man. I'm sick of it. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. There's some fake racing going on. There's some fake talking about racing going on. I mean, I'm talking about, man, goddamn folk, man, folk up here holding block. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, I'm just being real, y'all. You understand me? Ooh, trying to keep it 100, but I'm going to leave it alone. But bottom line is, there's some fake stuff going on, y'all. It needs to be exposed. That's what that is. You don't like it? Hang up the damn line. I don't care. But bottom line, the truth going to get out today. Check it out, man. Y'all, I ain't want to go there. I had a problem last weekend. You understand me? It wasn't me. I was ready to do the talk show. The talk show was ready for me. However, we had an issue with the phone. Again, it was not Blog Talk that particular time. Yes, I am with Cricket. That's right. I'm with Cricket. And if anybody had a Cricket phone last Friday, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't they shut that summer going down all the way to about 2, 3 o'clock in the morning? You know what I'm saying? Real talk. And that's what happened. That's what that was. So I'm through with that part. But not this week here. Yeah, okay. Bottom line, man. It is what it is. I got something to say. It's some bull jive in there, y'all. I'm too early. I mean, you know what, man? I really don't even care if the show go an hour and 20 minutes, man. I really don't even care, man. You understand me? Man, bottom line, man. Y'all, it's some fake shit going on up in here, man. You know, people running around here, man, with all these. Oh, man. Okay, forget it. Damn that. Okay, shoot the goddamn messenger. Man, they come around here with these fake-ass borrowing motors. And come on, man. Hanging out with the enemy. Dancing with the devil. Sleeping with the enemy. Just to get what you want to try to get ahead. Ain't that another line of... Ain't that another damn line of damn... Come on, man, I'm not the smartest man in the world, but is it me? Or is damn fake-ass shit such as prostitution? Oh, yeah, I said it. Is it prostitution? Now y'all sitting back, where in the hell is Hater Shaker going? Boy, I tell you, if you hold on, you're going along for a ride. But there's some prostituting going on, man. Yeah, that you're goddamn right. I don't have no friends, sir. My friends are limited. Very limited. When I say limited, it is what it is. Don't nobody pay attention to bills. but head and shaking yourself. And that's what that is. Now, let's see, but this deal, it's the problem going on in the real estate. The people can't get on that. Head and shake him, he can't talk. You know, I like that. That was so damn cute. However, he really did lie. You understand me? That tomcat told the damn truth. Yeah, I mean, he did. Now, I never called the man a bitch. You understand me? I didn't. Even if I thought it, I didn't call the man a bitch. You know, but you know, that's another topic for another day. I'm not going to go there. But if the thing choose to go that way today, I damn it, I'm cocked and loaded. So, bottom line is, this is what I'm trying to say, y'all. If you know of a fake-ass racer, a wannabe, a studio racer, a goddamn racer, man, that sit behind the keyboard, man, and race, then on race day, nothing happens. I need to know. The world needs to know. The Rudge world needs to know. Who in the fuck are they, man? It's a whole lot of fake-ass promoting going on. Put it out there, goddammit. A bunch of freak-ass promoting going on, man. Half some of that bullshit didn't even happen. Why? Why is this? Why the fans getting misled? Why they getting misunderstood? Why the fans got to sit back? I mean, people coming to me. Like, I mean, hold up, man. I don't hold no water around him. I ain't nobody but little old Hattie Shaker. You know what I mean? Little old Hattie Shaker by name, but big old Hattie Shaker by body. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, I don't call no shots. I got me a little raglan Camaro, you understand me? I can't mold off and never been having 15 years. Done blowed up and rebuilt it, same heads. And I got the marks. I got war wounds on my head. Yeah, same thing. I mean, you know. But people coming to me, questioning me, asking me questions, man. What the hell am I supposed to tell these folks? Why in the hell is all this fake promoting going on, Hater Shaker? I said, man, I'm not a promoter. I don't know. I don't get into that there, sir. I don't get into that there, ma'am. But Hater Shaker, we sick of it. I said, well, goddammit, I'm sick of it too. But don't you think you need to come on these shows? And that's what these shows for. Put it out there. Expose the bullshit. Well, you know, there it is. They want to sit back and, well, I really don't want no problems. Well, guess what? I live for problems. You don't like me, you ain't got to. Sorry. He ain't through with me yet. I'm under construction. Don't judge me. Don't judge me. You understand me? But at the end of the day, this is the business. If you know one, push the one button. If you're friends with one, push the one button. God damn it, if you want, push the one button. I'll talk to you. Man, I'll talk to the devil on you and try to steal my damn soul. That's what that is. I ain't got no issues with you. I ain't got no problem with you. But I'm going to tell you the business. These goddamn folk, man, ain't done shit all goddamn year. Ain't done nothing. They've been sitting back on their ass, sitting back watching the festivities, and then all of a sudden, you don't hear nobody goddamn mouth but theirs. Why is that? Why is that? You don't do nothing but run motherfucking 28, 29 classes, you know, truck shootouts, and you know, different little shootouts and shit, you know, other little bullshit like that. But you really don't, but then when somebody else step up and run folk that ain't got no goddamn business running, just to bring some action, you know, just to swing and throw a punch or two, you know, knock a motherfucker out, get knocked out, you know, that's the part of the game. Them the people you want to throw rocks at. But have you ever thought about taking a look in the goddamn mirror? I know you ain't going to like what you see. Turn around and break the damn mirror. Real talk. Because there's some ugly, from what I see, there's some ugly stuff behind them tracks. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's some bullshit, I tell y'all. I'm being honest. Yes, sir. So I'm going to tell you like this right here. Y'all want to chop it over the head and shake it tonight, you're more than welcome. If you don't, I really don't care. But it is what it is. Y'all, we got a whole bunch of time to chop it up tonight. That's what that is. So if you got any questions or concerns, feel free. Push the one button. Now, now that I got some of my dirty laundry aired out, what's going on out there on your side? holla at your boy. Honestly, man, I'm going to be real, man. I that's all I know how to be, y'all. You know, yeah, you know, you got some folks say this person fake and that person fake, but man, real recognize real, man. You understand me? I take this shit, what we call grudge racing, very seriously, y'all. And I'm not finna tell you, I apologize for the choice of words that I'm using, because I'm feeling some kind of way right now. You understand me? You know, and what's bothering me the most is some fake-ass folk ain't done shit in fucking years, plural, more than one. You understand me? And they got conversation, they got opinions about who are they? Expose them. Do you know one? Have you seen one? Do you live with one or you kin to one? God damn it, are you one? You don't have to push the one, but it's, again, I really don't care. This is something old Hated Shaker got to say. Y'all want to chop it up with your boy? Come on in. You don't? That's fine, too. But I still got more to say. I'm just trying to say the best goddamn last. So I'm being honest with y'all, man. We really need to talk. You know what I'm saying? It's been some stuff said. Been some shit done. It's been some shit I ain't done. There's been some fake shit going on. I've been sitting back watching it, man. I ain't said nothing, y'all. I've been quiet. I've been quieter than a church house mouse, man. I've been keeping my composure, man. And I tell you a secret. I'm sick and tired of keeping a goddamn composure for some fake-ass folk don't give a damn about me nor you. Call exposure. Your fuck-ass gonna get exposed tonight. Again, if you hear your name called, don't feel bad. Criticism is good for the soul. If not, sit your goddamn ass down somewhere. I really don't care. It is what it is. That's all you've been doing any goddamn way. Been talking. You ain't been doing nothing. But then you want to sit up and try to throw a stone at somebody else who have been trying to do something. Punk motherfucker. That's the goddamn problem right there. That's the problem. You want to sit back and analyze somebody else's situation when you really don't even want to sit back and analyze your own. I think they had an old song about that there. Sweeping off my front door, you won't sweep out your own. You understand me? Bottom line is, you got something on your mind. Hey, God, let's talk about it. Come on out there. Put it out in the open. Put it out in the open. Yeah, it's all good. I'm cool, calm, and collected, I promise you. But you ask me a question, I'm going to tell you the truth. But you ain't ready for the goddamn truth. You can't handle the truth. I'm not finna be sitting on these phone calls and on these phone shows faking and shaking with these grown folk, man. Everybody on this goddamn folk show supposed to be grown. Guess what, man? If you want publicity, go to another show, man. Go find you something to laugh at. Go find you something to ha-ha and hee-hee about, man. Grudge racing. Very seriously. Why not? It's recreation for me. When I get off my jobs or business, whatever I'm doing, this here, when I go pick up that rag last car and go to the track, it's recreation, sir. So if you win my little 500 to a thou, okay, more power to you. But if I win your 500 to a thou, God damn it, that's what that is. I'm only there because I feel like I can be. I'm not going to bet anything that I can't bet that I can't afford to lose. However, why is it that folks sit on these goddamn shows and woof, then they ain't done a goddamn thing in years, man? Do the math, y'all. Sit back and listen. Sit back and analyze. Who are they? Point at the fake-ass racists that's out there. Are you scared? You worried about your name. You worried about your fame. You worried about people looking at you upside your head, huh? Okay, well, that's fine. Hey, the shaker don't have to. I don't have no. Hey, man, look. My heart sits in my back pocket, sir. Ain't no feelings in this shit. I learned that long. Ain't no trust. Ain't no honor in this shit. I learned that a long time ago. Ever since I caught a motherfucker talking about me behind my back, I knew. Now cut for that motherfucker. Ever since then, I knew ain't no honor in this bullshit, man. That I do know. Y'all better leave me alone. I tell it. Now, bottom line, I'm trying to keep it 100. But if you know somebody, put it out there. Hey, you want to hear me talk some more? I'm more than welcome. Guess what? I got some more conversation for you. That's what that is. Sorry, y'all. I got to, it's called clean house. I got dirty laundry to add. Am I perfect? Absolutely not, man. Hell to the no. Far from it. But I will tell you this. I will race. And love it. I talk noise. I bet what I can afford to lose. And I said blues. And I race. If I'm not racing, it must be something wrong. That's what that is. Now, I'm going to tell you about a fake-ass race. See, that's what we need, really need to, that's what the show should have been. What is the definition of a fake-ass race? Now, that's really what the definition, that's what the show should have been about. What's the definition of a fake-ass race, though? Yeah, the one, you know, well, man, that's just, you know, that's just a myth that somebody put out. No, no, damn that there. We talking about some real fake shit going on where don't nobody want to hear about it. They don't want to even deal with it, but they sit up and they, it is what it is. They start out talking, they talking loud, but really ain't saying nothing. But then when they get to the tracks, you know, nothing happens. Oh, man, something wrong. I can't do this. I can't do that. That's a fake-ass racer to me. Calling in fake-ass lock-in. Call exposure, y'all. The fake-ass lock-ins, man. Why is that? You're locking in shit that don't even see. You don't even see the shit happen. Is it just a hype party? What is it? See, this is a non-denominational show over here. Don't nobody pay these motherfucking bills but me. Yeah, I'm the only one, so I ain't got to sit back and wonder about this and wonder about that. Oh, I hope they don't get mad. Fuck you. You ain't got to get mad. You ain't got to get on here. You ain't through with me yet, y'all. I got a whole lot. I'm feeling some kind of way right now. But I'm saying, I'm going all the way around what I really want to say. And it's beat me up. It's beat me up real good. But I'm trying to keep 100, trying to stay a host of the show and do this like it's supposed to go and not do what I really want to do and say what I really want to say. I know I've gotten out of line on a few little things, but guess what? Don't like it? Hang up the phone. Move around. Who cares? Truth needs to get out today. Why is it, man? It's all this fakeness going on. Why is it? You ain't seen somebody car damn near a year and a half, but they on every goddamn show ready to get called out, ready to call somebody out, and ain't doing a damn thing. Why is it? But then you want to down the next man who's trying to do something. Why is it? That's a fake-ass racer to me, sir. That's a fake-ass individual. Not where your little tomcat at. Yeah, I hope goddamn well you recorded real good. Because tomorrow, I want to hear your tomcat. That's what the business is. This ain't about no certain individual. This is about fake-ass racers, y'all. Fake-ass promoters, y'all. And guess what? Anybody can be a promoter. It ain't got to be the son of a bitch that get the money at the end of the night at some track. It's a whole lot of folk going around here promoting racers that ain't doing a goddamn thing. They goddamn self. You know who you are. But it's called exposure. I want to sit back and listen to that bar today. How about right with that? I'm good with that. But holler at your bar when you really want to really get the truth. Put the putting in there, man. Let's see how this shit tastes. Put the putting in there. Talk about it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a little different tonight. Uh-huh. That ain't what you really expected tonight, huh? Yeah. I might have stepped on a few of y'all goddamn toes. That's why the one button ain't being pushed. Guess what? It is what it is. Come on, holler back at your boy if you feel like it. Holler back at your boy if you got the werewolves that you say you got. Let's talk about this here. Who you know, man? Yeah, I know you know somebody. I know you know them. I know about 15 of my damn self. Y'all better hear him call some names. I ain't lying, because guess what? They're on the tip of my goddamn sick and tired of it, y'all. This game is real. People putting their hard-earned on the table. Why, I don't know. Why you putting no gold money up, I don't know. It's a fun recreation shit. That's why people want to come up there fighting or acting a goddamn fool, because it's all about some other bull job that's taking place. Why are you going? And bottom line, it says that what we serve over here on this side, the Houston Motorsports Park. That word park is another word for recreation. Fun. That's what that's supposed to be. Not no bullshit. Soon as you get on them over there, they want to sit up and holler about, say it to me at the track. Tell me that. You know, at some point, bro, when is the bull drive going to stop? If your skin ain't made for this game, find another game to get in. Because you're going to run across the wrong one. Now, let's talk some race talk. Who want to get locked in? You don't want to talk that talk. You know why? Because half of them fake something, they ain't going to show up. They ain't going to do nothing. They going to just talk. They want to catch you wounded. They want to wait good and ready, goddamn, for you to be fucked up in the head, for them to jump out there and say, catch him now. Catch him now. No, I don't want a motherfucker. I don't want a man like that. I want him at his best. So when I slap you, cry, when I slap your wisdom teeth out your mouth, you'll know, oh, yeah, he did that. Yes, sir. That's how I roll. I don't need to catch nobody hurting. Sit back like old slithering snake that's waiting to sit back and strike on the prey that's got a broke leg. Yeah, I'm standing. No. We race over here, man. But if that's your game, that's your tactic, man, go for it. Do what you do, man. But I'm going to tell y'all one thing. That shit killing the game. It's killing the game real tough. Because you sit back and you talk the talk, but then when it's time to walk the walk, you duck and run. Them the real ducks, since people want to sit up and analyze a duck. Sometimes the duck is in the mirror looking at your ass the whole time. You know what I'm saying? I heard people say duck sauce. Half of them chewing it every damn day. That's what it is, man. Call exposure, y'all. It's the new improved Hater Shaker show. You like it? Cool. You don't? Cool. Bottom line, this shit going down. It ain't over with yet. I'm trying to give y'all the time to talk. Don't let me do all the talking. I ain't got no issue with you, nor your people. But it's some fake shit been going on. And that's what that is. I really don't care if the show lasts 15 minutes or 2 hours. This needs to be exposed. I'm tired of hearing folk talking about it. They're asking questions behind the scenes. You know, they don't want to say it out in the open. They wait for everything to go away and then go to whispering and going on some elementary-ass female, you know, hey, man. You know, that was some good. Man, open your goddamn mouth, put some bass in your voice. Tell them that it was some bullshit took place. Why the fuck ain't nobody saying nothing about the race that was supposed to take place? All them races that's supposed to be locked in. It didn't happen. The person asked me, the fans asked me, look here, man. Shouldn't we get a, you know, apology or something? Like, look here, Doc. Again, I'm not no goddamn, hey, man, I ain't got shit to do with none of this shit, you understand me? Don't even come at me with that. I don't even fuck with them like that. That's their own thing. But I thought that, man, look, that's what you get for thinking. Ain't got nothing to do with that. Go to the individual. You know who they are. Go to them. Go talk to them. Don't come to me. Because you come to me, you ain't ready for the truth. I'm going to tell it to you. You better not ask me tonight because I'm going to tell you the goddamn truth. You know, I'm just feeling some kind of way. It is what it is. So it's called exposure, y'all. You want in? Come on. You don't? Sit your ass back and listen. It might be good for the soul. You might need to listen. You understand me? Because you can't talk and listen at the same time. That's what's wrong with the world society today any goddamn way. Half of them do all this goddamn talking, but they ain't doing no listening. If you really like the game, you want the game to really go to the next level, cut the bullshit out, man. The fake-ass racing out, man. The fake-ass promoting out, man. Cut out the bullshit. Quit screaming wolf so goddamn much. When the wolf really comes, you're going to eat your goddamn ass because you sit up there lying so many times about this was going to happen and that was going to happen. Come on, man. Why am I sitting up here talking about something that everybody should already been seeing? Why is that? I mean, am I the only crazy man that's willing to put it out there? Hey, man, look. Y'all, enough is enough. I ain't feeling it. Sorry. I support any and everybody. Everybody on this show can tell you. I travel. I move around. I come to your event. I lock in 3-4 races if I'm healthy. No problem. But I'd be goddamn if I sit back and let this bullshit keep on taking place. Day in and day out, show after show. I'm talking about, man, I mean, just back to back, y'all. No, you cannot control another man's mentality. No, you cannot do it. But it is what it is. God, all these phone lines just jumped out for crazy. Oh, boy. It is what it is. Let me go ahead and push this one button. Push this button. Before I open any mic, hold on. Let me say it like this here. This show is wide open for the world. You're more than welcome to push this one at any time. You got something on your mind, push the one. This is the Hater Shaker Show, y'all. The new improved Hater Shaker Show. 214-7495. Your mic is open.
Hey, bro.
What's up with it?
What's up, man? What's up, man? You need a hug, man? You need
a
hug,
man? Man, look here. That's the problem now, B-Red. There's too much hugging going on, goddamn. Too much fake-ass hugging going on.
You know, birds of a feather, if you ever understand me.
Mm-hmm.
You can always catch a pack with a pattern, an eagle with an eagle. So they all flock together. They keep coming to
break it up real good.
Who's I'm beginning to wonder who's crazy. Can you hear
right,
me?
Right, be ready. You're breaking up real
yeah.
good.
Yeah. Man, I thought I fixed it, but anyway, you know, they keep doing the same things and expecting to get a different result, and it's not going to happen. You can't continue to invite people who ain't going to race in their own hometown, pay them to come down here, and then just before the show, everybody in the world know they ain't coming, but y'all steady pumping the fact that these guys are coming. And then when you call them on their bullshit, they go to tell you, oh, no, don't talk about that in public. Say that for the back line. But you promoted this bullshit in public. You start out in the back line with a locked-in race, and by the time you get to the track, now you got problems. You don't want to race. But you've been promoting and talking shit for months about what you're going to do when your car gets ready and you get ready. You get out to the track, you don't want to race. Now, what are we supposed to do with that, man? How are we supposed to conduct business? These other guys in the other team, they paying $500,000 to come and race. They don't even get to choose who they racing. They just draw numbers like a hat, and that's what the business is. They get right goddamn to it. No complaining, no fussing. If they win or lose, they just take the loss and go on. But in our game, no, man. Our game is different. You know, it's too much flash and not enough stuff. Oh, you flash. You got a lot of flash. You fancy, but you ain't no substance to you. They can't pay you to race. You get you out there to the events. You never do anything but race. You steady trying to look up on the folks' cars and analyze what they got, but you won't stick your shit out there. That's a damn shame. But I got to kick off for you, bro. Go and run with it and let them know what the business is. Expose these jokers so they'll stop doing the same dumb shit because it just don't work.
That's what that is, B-Red. Well, hold tight, B-Red. Mute your phone. Don't go too far.
No problem.
I already know this number. Tell me, dog, your mic is open, buddy.
What's up, Hater Shaker? Goddamn, I don't know if you drink or not, but you act like you're on that yak tonight, but. Hell, I'm trying to see what you're going to say, man. I'm sitting back here listening, man. You talking, but you ain't identifying. You know, when you go to identifying, then maybe somebody might push the one button and try to say something.
Well, it's all these buttons done pushed up, so maybe they'll identify, Tracy. You understand me? So all I can say is, you know what I'm saying, I'm just one voice, you understand me? So, I mean, these are people that I'm, and the voice that you're hearing is not from me. These are from people that come to me. I'm only the messenger. So put your infrared on somebody else. I'm only the messenger. I know the bullshit. I smell the bullshit when I walk past a certain person. So, you know, I know when it's on them, you understand me? So, I mean, I ain't tripping, but the people want to know, you understand me? So, you know, that's just what that is. Nah, I know, but to answer your question, no, sir, I don't drink yak anymore. I drink Corona, and I do would like to have me one right now, but I don't want to move because I won't lose no signal. So, we good.
Well, go on, do what you're going to do and say what you're going to say, man. Motherfucker got some nuts. Hey, if they ain't got no nuts, I guess they ain't going to talk. If they got some nuts, they'll jump out there and talk.
Well, hold on. There's a bunch of hands up, so don't talk too fast. But just hold tight. hold on. Nigga Hayes, your mic is open, sir.
What's up, Eddie Shaker?
What's up, buddy? How about you?
Man, I'm all good, man. I'm all good. I'm listening to your show. You talk about these fake-ass promoters and raiders and racers, man. I'm listening to this shit, man. I'm just like this here. We was at Atticus race. And he was running around there, you know, running around there trying to get Nightmare to give Harley the back tie and all that shit. We tried to do it head up. He didn't want to do it, but 2 weeks later, he had to call us about racing head up. Now, what kind of shit is this?
I'm all right.
Right.
All
right.
Get your phone.
Yeah.
Get your phone.
Yeah. And I mean,
right.
And then he's going to get on the phone again. He's going to get on the phone again and tell us to cut two of our goddamn kids off to run them. Now, what kind of shit is this here? But you was on Tommy Dog's show bucking your goddamn kids, talking about he want anything. He don't care on small ties, big ties, anything. But then when you get off the goddamn phone, here you call somebody, y'all gotta cut two of your kids off. You tell Flo Jack they ain't shit.
Yeah.
And I tell my goddamn self, as soon as we get a goddamn little car running, we going straight to his goddamn ass. And I'm talking about Alley Cat.
I got a question, Nicky, since you went there. You said Atticus, but Atticus really ain't raced all motherfucker. You know last year, so what makes you think you're going to lose that?
I don't know, man. You know, baby, man, I don't know. He's been on Flojacks for 3 motherfucking years. Maybe he's going to let that bitch down sooner or later.
I mean, I'm just saying, Nicky, you know, you call the names that, you know, you renamed the man. You done took the man's original name, Atticus, from him. Now you say his name is Flojack.
I mean, man, I call him Flojack.
Flojack. God damn. Oh, wow.
If you got another one gone, he been gone about 2 or 3 years. He come out, he went one race, give him a, he ain't gonna talk about he won't. The move or the back tie. And shit, somebody, he ain't got enough nitric kit and all that kind of bullshit. They all kind of shit. Told Smooth to turn one of his off and told us to turn two of his off. That's kind of shit.
Who is that, Nick? Who you talking about?
I'm talking about Horace. He ain't gonna get on goddamn Tommy Dog show. Tommy Dog, would that be a fair reason? Bitch, get your smooth kit. All I gotta tell you.
Tommy Dog, he listens. Go ahead, nigga. Tell me now, listen.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah, he's going to tell me to turn 2 of our kids off, and he's going to ask Tommy Dog, and you think that'd be a fair race? I mean, hey, Bubba, I'm just like, man, you don't go with them motherfucking girlfriend without no goddamn bunny. What's the most goddamn license on your goddamn car?
Tommy Dog, I missed that, Tommy Dog. What was your answer when he asked you, was that a fair race? What was your answer, Tommy Dog?
I don't know. The man must know something. But the man must know something nobody else know. I don't know. I don't know why he said that.
I mean, you can ask Smooth the same shit. Ask Nightmare Kip. Yeah. They tell you the same shit. Now, what kind of shit this is? The man with this time, he'll ask you to raise some head up. But you want to do it. But when he leave here 2 weeks, you call it, now you ask him to raise head up.
So what are you saying, Nikki? You saying that?
Hey, Nikki, you making, he making accusations about somebody. Won't he get him on the phone and ask that man? He can answer better than anybody else.
Yeah. Well, them call. Them call. I mean, shit. It is what it is. I think the motherfucker want to get up there with little Sonny hand up and be turning every goddamn thing on. I
don't
give a fuck what they do.
Well, y'all, everybody got
a hard
number. Get him on. I mean, you know.
But Prince
Drew's goddamn
all the promoters go.
What's that?
So they call him as one of the promoters. Tell all of them to go. Tommy Robinson, Bat Nanny, Tommy Dawn, all of them go.
Hey, Nicky, I can answer for me. I ain't got a damn thing running, so I've been saying that for the longest. One thing you do know, I locked y'all in before, so I will lock you in again.
Look here. Horace came on there at them for a rate. So he started telling us this now, man, telling us about cutting two kids off and everything. Then they went to talking about the big tires. Well, you know what? We can loan him some big tires, and we'll cut the whole nitrous system off. But he got to cut his off, too, and we run motor for motor. That's how you do that. Play reducing your car. When we ran hard, now, one of the jets in the carburetor wasn't working, but we ran him because you run what you broke, and they beat, and he beat us, and he got paid. Now the car is running. Now we got to back off on some shit. Cut one of the systems off. Well, let's run motor for motor. If he ain't got no big tires, we'll loan some big tires to beat him in. Wow. Hell, that car weighs 3,000 pounds. His car lighter than ours. That'll be a good rate.
But we have to see that still. I mean, you know, fine is still, you know. But we're gonna find out what's going on. We got another hand up. I don't know if it's him or not. So just hold tight, man. 281-7482, your mic is open. Get your mic, thank you.
Hello.
Yeah, what's up, bro?
Hey.
Who this?
This Cavalcade, what you done said now about what we just show up to race?
There you go. What's up, Cavalcade? How you doing, sir?
What's going on?
All right. Yes, sir. It's a whole lot of conversation for saying that y'all never showed up for the event that y'all had locked in. And I'm just
no,
a messenger, so don't put your red beam on me. I'm just a messenger now.
Oh, no, man. I mean, stuff happened with these race cars. We were getting ready to load up, man. Transmission just quit pulling. Couldn't make it. I mean, just simple as that, you know.
I can understand that. I know stuff do happen, Doc. You know what
oh,
I mean?
Yeah.
But that's good that you came on and voiced that, man, because at the end of the day, you know, these races, man, they wanna know. You know, the fans, you know what I'm saying? They feel like this is what came to me. And this, believe it or not, this was a female. She said, hey, what the hell is going on? I see what you mean. Why is all this fake-ass promoter going on? Why are they going to sit up and promote all this shit about it? Cavalcade and this, Cavalcade and that, Cavalcade and this, had a block, and none of that shit happened. I said, man, you need to get on these shows and talk to them. That's all I can
do. Yeah.
You said, nah, because I may end up going left on somebody, so I'd rather not even, I don't know whether I get in the feeling. So I just put it out there, and that's what that did.
Oh, yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean, but they got to look at it from the racer point of view, you know, what goes on, you know, and how much money being spent and doing that. I mean, it ain't easy, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you break, I mean, transmission break, you know, that's $2,500, $2,000 straight out the muscle, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely no, Doc. Trust me, you're talking to you preach to the choir. So I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And you know, I got a few helpers over here, but man, it get hard sometimes, you know.
Right. I can understand that, Doc. I definitely appreciate you coming on and voicing your opinion, man. I'm sure that kind of shed some light on the situation, you understand me? Because you was one of the highlighters of the show, you understand me? I mean, just
oh, yeah.
You was, I ain't gonna lie. You was one of the highlights, you know. I wanted to see a whole lot of that myself, you understand me?
Yep, and I just, you know, everything, you know, like I said, I was having some issues right before that, you know, and then that happened. I like, man, everything happened for a reason, you know what I'm saying? So I just shut down, you know.
Hey, my brother, it is what it is, and can't nobody recognize your operation but you. So you know what the business is, so that's what that is. So I appreciate you even coming on, man, to push the one button to shed some light on the situation, Doc. I really do appreciate
right.
that.
Okay, anytime.
Yes, sir. But did you get your situation fixed?
Oh, yeah, she ready. She cocked and loaded.
You ready? So where are you and Undertaker
going to do it again? Man, I don't know. I'm going to wait and talk to him, and we're going to get it on, that's for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to definitely do it.
All right. Sounds good. Well, that's what's up, man. I appreciate you there, Cavalcade. Thank you, man. That's what that is. But stay close
right.
now, because you know you. Stay close, because I'm going to tell you now, They gunning at your ass, boy. You ain't safe. You know that.
Yeah.
Gunning at you.
Look at here. I got some double out bucks over here. Trust me.
I hear you, Dick Dog. I hear you, man.
I'm ready to come off mute. I'm on mute, but I'm ready to come off at any time.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what I really want to say? I want to say that phrase off of that doggone off of that movie, man. But I ain't gonna say it. Bye. Yeah, you know what the last one is. I'ma leave that alone. Yeah, I'ma leave that alone. Appreciate you, brother. Appreciate you, man. Tell that old bully son of yours. I said hello with his old bully self. He a bully, man.
Yeah.
Your son a bully.
Yeah, all right, I'ma tell it. I'm sure gonna tell it.
All right, boy, take it easy.
All right.
Yeah. All right, y'all. That's what that is, man. That's old Cavalcade, man. So he in the bushes. So don't y'all throw no rocks at that dog. I'm just saying. Cause he around. He in the bushes. So you better walk light. I'm just saying, you know. So there it is. So now you see how smooth that was? Now that's a good thing. You understand me? People want to know what happened, man. You understand me? This talk show is just what it is. There's some shit to talk about. What happened? Why is this and why is that? That's all. You know, it's nothing wrong with getting a clear understanding. You understand me? You know, I mean that I would have loved to see off the chain run over what's his name Batman. You understand me? Or even Hannibal. That would have been an awesome race, man. But it didn't happen because there were issues or whatever took place, you know. But I would have loved to see that because them two strong cars, you feel me? And, you know, old off the chain, he ain't been around in a minute. So I'm trying to see what the hell he bringing back to the grudge game, you know. That's what these talk shows is about, you feel me? But we talking about some fake-ass racing right now, you understand me, fake-ass promoting. So that's what that is. So I appreciate it. Tommy Dog, thank you for coming on to Standing Gap to say, look here, I'm going to hold it down on my end because you want to know. Hold up now, goddammit. Ain't no fat shit going on right here. So you want to stand in the gap. Ain't nothing wrong with that, Doc. That's a good thing. You know, that's a good thing. So that's what's up. Nigga Hayes, I know you're looking for a race, man. I know you is, Doc. I mean, I don't know, Nikki. I don't know who it's going to be. I really don't, man. It's, at this point, man, it's going to be hard to find somebody that's going to buck little study, man. I ain't going to lie. So, you know, it's going to be very, very hard. So, you know, your mic back open, Nick.
All right.
You there, Nick?
Yeah, I'm here. I hear you.
Yeah.
It's all good. I'm going to wait to get a little.
You know what, Nick? I always had a question, though. I always had a question in my head. If you can't get a race, then doesn't that make you one of the baddest of the bad? Like, doesn't that make you, like, you know? I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, because they do not award, but if I'm not mistaken, for the baddest of the bad, backhand or whatever. Because if you can't get a race, people scatter you, but then what happens? You know?
Well, I tell you what, I ain't no person in that category. Now we're the bad of the bad, but we just got some scary motherfuckers who won't race. And they always talk about, you know, talk about us. They won't race because, you know, what I call got, or they got a Sunday motor and all this kind of shit. I mean, it ain't like a Sunday motor can't get whooped or beat, you know. You know, people always got an issue about this. You know, got real monster motors, this is run, this is good, too. I mean, hey, it is what it is. We can up there try to race. I mean, you might win. You never know. But hey, I'm tired of trying to handicap our goddamn car to race somebody. That's what I'm saying. Or your tire too big. Or tail of the whip. Or got too many Nike kids. All that shit don't make no sense, man. I mean, if you believe in your goddamn car, you should have run a mug. You know? It's a gamble anyway. We might break races. You ain't no tell what happened. You know, it ain't no tell what happened, man. It ain't no telling, but, you know.
So, Nick, I have to ask this question, Nick, and please forgive me for asking, but at this point, you choosing grudge racing over a shootout because, you know, in a shootout, ain't no question that motherfucker gonna get up there just like they said, and that's just what that is.
That's true. It's like we ran Darryl Jimson in the shootout. He won. I mean, we didn't ask no questions. We just lost that race. I mean, shit. I don't mean we could have quit racing, goddamn. We ran back at it. We'll run his ass again. The same way, you know? Right. You know, but hey, everybody come to my handicap your goddamn car, man, you just don't feel like going out there racing. You know? You just don't.
Right. I can respect that,
you know?
Dog. I see what you're saying. Yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah, I respect that. But it's just shit, Nikki. I mean, it is what it is. I'm going to say it like I see it, man. You know, it's going to be hard, sir. It's going to be hard. I ain't going to lie. It's going to be hard. Keep your head
yes,
up.
Sir.
We'll keep pushing, man, and hopefully it'll happen when it happens.
It'll happen, you know.
Yes, sir.
It will happen,
right?
You know, these
there
calls,
it is,
and,
man.
It's what it is.
Right. That's true. Anybody else out there, man, anybody out there, we're talking to Rush World right now. Anybody out there know of a fake-ass racer trying to be screaming, talking loud, but they ain't doing nothing? Expose them, man. Put them out there, man. Y'all need to quit all this old friendly-ass racing y'all do, man. I don't want to say this about my friend. Him, my friend. Man, damn that, man. This world is racist. God damn me. It is what it is, man. I feel like, you know, you still be friends after you go through the life. I got a shirt. I put my helmet on. Friendship. Real talk. The helmet goes on with friendship. That's what that is. So, bottom line, y'all, we trying to make it happen. Anything else you better take place, man, y'all more than welcome to come on, because I really don't got out my chest. I need
Shake it, Dre. Well, I mean, I guess every time you come out and go to telling the truth about a certain individual, well, they ain't gonna come on here and defend themselves now. So, you know, it must be true. I was called by like 4 or 5 different people. They say, man, call the show tonight. Hey, Shay said he gonna add out.
Lie, bro. That's how I feel about it. It is what it is, man. You know.
Yeah, at the end of that day, ain't nobody change nobody's goddamn mind or the way they feel. So I mean, hey, they did what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
But you did hit on some key points. Now that's for real.
Okay. Well,
I ain't gonna expose
man.
Them, but you hit on a bunch of key ass points. I ain't lying about that one.
Right. Said,
hold
up, we're
getting real personal now.
Yeah, well, as long as somebody got something out of it, man, they know that's all really matter. You understand me? Because Dre, the whole name of the game, man, we trying to make the game better. You know what I'm saying? We're not trying to run folk out from the game. We're trying to make it better, man. We're trying to take the game to the next level, man. We got young kids that's looking at us that won't. I mean, let's look at Becca. Becca is Mike Stewart's daughter. She's upcoming, man. That's a new racer that's hit the scene, brother. She got her own little car and everything. You understand me? So we got to look at how business is being conducted, because now here it is, a young lady such as that one, she might want to get in the grudge game real tough. So why bring her in on the lower level? Why not bring her in on the understanding level? With a level we already got a clear understanding on what's taking place. Therefore, a grudge race can go just as smooth as a damn shootout. You know, that's a goal that everybody should be shooting for. Making a grudge race to go as smooth as a damn shootout. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. And that's pretty much where it's at. You know, that's just my opinion about it, man. That's just my opinion in a nutshell, bro. But I really said what I need to say tonight, child. I ain't going to lie. I mean, we can keep talking or we can end it right now. I really don't care. Because it get what it is, what it is, it's been said, and I'm cool with it. You understand me? Now, Dre, if I lied about anything, you expose me about that. You touch me. You say, hey, this nigga, you lied about this. And you made, you know, just be real. You understand me? That's what that is. You know?
I ain't gonna say that because you hit on a bunch of key shit. So, I mean, you know, some of the shit I really ain't know about. I was just, you know, listening to you, but a whole bunch of shit. Now, you wasn't lying. You right.
It is. Well, say, man, like I say, we gonna chime in on another time, y'all. We gonna move on today, Friday. I don't know. We got a little rain on this end, but y'all going out to them tracks, y'all be careful, man. Y'all doing y'all thing. So I'm finna go and hang out with wife here. I done got this off my chest. So I can put a smile back because I was frowning, boy. I ain't gonna lie, I was frowning. So that's just what that is, man. We gonna shut it down, and hopefully next week we'll have a little something more to talk about, y'all. But until then, y'all keep it grudging, have fun, keep it grudging. Grudge race, stay alive. Bullshit going high. That's what that is. Good night, y'all.
Uh-oh. 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 Bam.